kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Healthy Pinoy.
May mga major blind spots o malalaking pagkukulang sa oral care routines ng mga Australians. Ayon yan sa isang bagong pag-aaral, sa kabila ng paniniwala ng marami na sapat na ang kanilang pangangalaga sa buong bibig. Lumalabas kasi na may mga bahagi pala itong hindi nabibigyang pansin. Batay sa isang whole mouth audit, marami ang nagkakamali sa kanilang routine na maaaring makakaapekto hindi lang sa kalusugan, kundi pati sa kumpiyansa sa araw-araw. Tatalakayin natin yan kasama ang mga eksperto sa Healthy Pinoy.
Zain is sobrang importante siya sa amin kasi siya yung nagbibigay sa amin ng saya at saka inspirasyon araw-araw. Yung greatest blessings siya sa amin.
Ilang taon ding hinintay ni Shara Bernal at kanyang asawang si Erwin na mabiyayaan ang anak habang naghahanap buhay dito sa Sydney, Australia. Tubong Bohol si Shara at mula naman sa Maynila si Erwin. Kuwento ng mag-asawa, hands-on sila sa nag-iisa nilang anak. Tutok din sila sa kalusugan nito.
Lahat ng desisyon namin bilang magulang nakatuon sa kanya at kapakanan ng kinabukasan niya. Siya yung sentro sa aming pamilya. Handa kaming magsakripisyo. Ako na I'm willing to give up my career as well to look after him, na mabigyan namin siya ng oras at matiyak namin na natuturuan siya ng tamang asal at respeto. Iba talaga pag tutok ka sa anak mo. So, yung health niya is very important talaga kasi yun ang foundation sa growth niya and development. So, we make sure that na he eat nutritious food and get enough sleep and has time to play and stay active.
Kung oral health naman ang pag-uusapan, maliban sa prutas, bihira lang nakakatikim ang 4 na taong gulang nilang anak ng matamis tulad ng tsokolate.
So, I'm very strict when it comes to his diet. I like yung sa food niya, lalo na sa kinakain niya. So, I make sure na yung sweet is like may limit lang sa pagbibigay, and then parang nagpo-provide kami ng fruits, ganun, sa mga chocolates or candy. Strict talaga ako sa ganyan. So ngayon, hindi pa kumakain si Zain ng candy or mga, alam mo yung mga jelly, something. Stricto talaga ako. Pag sa chocolate naman minsan, pag alam kong he's good naman or yung mabait naman siya buong araw, bibigyan ko siya. Parang reward na lang yun sa kanya. Mm-hmm. So, hindi talaga all that time na I give chocolate. And he asks permission first bago siya kakain.
Mismong si Shara ang tumutulong at nagtuturo sa anak na si Zain para magsipilyo.
In the morning and before bedtime, so we guide him how to proper brushing, and limit lang talaga sa sugar and drinks. I don't give him soft drinks at saka juices then until now. So
sang-ayon dito si Dr. Jerry Asha, isang dentista sa Pilipinas na bumisita sa Melbourne. Sabi niya, habang maaga dapat alam ng mga bata kung paano ang oral health care.
Dapat maaga pa lang na i-inform na ang bata na pag-ingatan ng ipin, ingatan masira, kailangan gawin ang mga procedure ng tama. Unang-una, mag-toothbrush ang ipin. Dapat properly brushing din, importante, hindi ba sa toothbrush lang ng toothbrush. At maaari, iwasang kumain ng maraming candies kasi siya yung primary na source na nagsisira sa ipin. Maraming stroke na nai-introduce sa tao. Pero meron talagang dapat na proper stroke ng pag-toothbrush ng ngipin. Actually, yung lahat ng dumi ng ngipin natin, nandoon sa line ng gingival at saka ng white portion ng crown. Dapat, doon nagko-concentrate ang person habang nagtututpa siya.
Sa whether, gilagid?
Yes, start on that. Parang konting diin lang. Hindi na masyado madami, hindi na madiin. Kasi doon nag-i-impact yung gaano eh, yung bacteria. So brush siya, from that area, yung gingival area, tusok mo na konti yung brush mo and then pull it out.
Dagdag naman ni Emma Cubis, isang oral health expert dito sa Australia. Napakahalaga sa kalusugan ng bata at ng bawat miyembro ng pamilya ang simpleng pangangalaga sa buong bibig, lalo't may epekto ito sa buong katawan.
Whole mouth audit reveals a clear gap between how much Australians value their oral health and how they actually care for their mouths day to day. And while 95% of Australians say oral care is just as important as other self-care activities like sleep or exercise, our research shows many people are not cleaning their inner cheeks, the roof of the mouth and the tongue. And 68% believe brushing alone is enough to maintain good oral health. So in short, Australians do care deeply about their oral health, but many don't realize that brushing and flossing alone doesn't equal whole mouth care.
Dagdag ng eksperto, dapat isipin, hindi lang ngipin ang dapat alagaan o linisin, kung hindi ang buong bibig.
What we've found is that the biggest gap is understanding what whole mouth health actually means. And in my experience, any Australians still think oral care is just about teeth, when the mouth also includes your gums, your tongue, cheeks, and the roof of the mouth. The Listerine Whole Mouth Audit found that 68% believe brushing alone is enough to maintain good oral health, and only about half recognise that every part of the mouth needs to be kept clean. And we know Australians genuinely care about their oral health, and most are brushing every day, but the Whole Mouth Audit shows there's a real knowledge gap around what whole mouth health involves.
Para sa mga nakakatanda o adult, sabi ni Cubis, isama sa whole mouth hygiene ang mouthwash.
So mouthwash plays a really important supporting role in a complete oral care routine because it helps reach those areas that brushing and flossing alone can miss. And these include places like the tongue, cheeks, and other harder to access surfaces where bacteria really builds up. And when used correctly as part of a daily routine alongside brushing, flossing, and regular dental checkups, mouthwash helps reduce that harmful bacteria and supports the health of both teeth and gums. It's a really simple addition that can help turn a teeth-focused routine into true whole mouth hygiene.
Pag-amin ng eksperto, lalo na dito sa Australia, na tumataas ang cost of living. Ugaliin pa rin gawing prioridad ang kalusugan ng buong bibig dahil may health impact ito sa buong katawan.
There are a lot of barriers and practical ones are a major factor. 2/3 of Australians admit they've avoided the dentist, citing cost as the leading reason. And time is another challenge. I know a lot of us are time poor, and 1 in 5 Australians actually say they don't have enough of it. These everyday pressures do make it harder for Australians to consistently prioritise their whole mouth care. Adding mouthwash fits seamlessly into real life routines, and it requires just 30 seconds of swishing to help support daily oral care. It's quick and easy to use, and it helps people maintain their oral health even when time is tight or routines change.
Huling payo ng eksperto, huwag hayaang lumala ang kondisyon ng kalusugan ng buong bibig bago kumonsulta sa dentista o doktor.
My key advice is to always think beyond just brushing your teeth and start focusing on the mouth as a whole. Brushing and cleaning between the teeth still remain essential foundations, but they don't reach every surface on their own. Simple additions like cleaning your tongue, using daily mouthwash, and paying attention to your gum health can make a huge difference. Regular dental checkups are really important for catching issues early on. And in my experience, these small, consistent changes to daily routines can deliver benefits to your oral health and your overall confidence.
Para kay Shara at asawa nitong Sir Erwin, handa silang gawin ang lahat upang alalayan ang anak at matustusan ang pangangailangan, lalo na sa aspetong pangkalusugan, para lumaki itong maayos at maabot anuman ang magiging ambisyon nito sa buhay.
Make sure to have a regular dentist check-up for his teeth. Pa-check ako kung kumusta yung gums niya, yung teeth niya. Kami ni Erwin, lagi namin sinasabi na kung anong gusto ni, I mean ni Zane, igaguide lang namin siya. Basta nasa tama lang siya.
Ang mga impormasyon sa ulat na ito ay gabay lamang para sa karagdagang payo na naaayon sa iyong problema o sitwasyon, mainam na kumonsulta sa iyong doktor.
Healthy Pinoy. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.